this week on Video Death Loop.
Presto Pizzazz Pizza Oven.
Plus, get your $79 worth. Hello everyone, welcome to Video Death Loop, the podcast where we watch a short video clip on loop until we just can't take it anymore. I am your host, Aaron Littleton. With me is your co-host, Mr. John Hurst. Hello, John.
Hello, Aaron. I am proud to be co-host this week. I'm ready. I'm assuming my duties. I've clocked in. With the time card.
Good.
I put it in. It went ka-chunk and put it back in. And I'm going about my work day. It's great. My podcast
good.
Day.
Do you know there was a time at where I worked that I was placed in charge of finding a new time clock system for my company? Because our old one was very old and it stopped working a lot and it was just sort of unreliable. Yeah. And it was like a computer-based time clock system. So they put me, who at the time was like sort of the junior IT guy, and then the lady that was over payroll, and they're like, you guys are the time clock people. You have to find us a time clock. And so we went out and we found Kronos, which is like a very, very popular time clock, right? Like, it's sort of industry standard. And that's like, okay, we should go with Kronos. And we walked into, like, sort of the assistant general manager where I work. And we're like, okay, we think we should go with Kronos. And we showed all the great features. And at the end, she sort of looked at us and said, oh, I thought you'd get one that, like, you know, made like an ink stamp on a card. Like, what the fuck did you want? Like, I mean, this was not hilariously like in the 1980s or something, right? Like, this was, you know, let's call it 2015 or so. Like, who the hell gets like in 2015 goes out and buys the old timey, you know, like 1920s factory punch card? But I guess that's what we were expected to come up with.
People love a good ka-chunk, man. Like, it's... if you have something in there that just like it gives a satisfying sound, like it even if you're not doing work on the clock, it gives you the perception to everyone, including yourself, that you're doing
work.
Yeah,
I mean, you can wipe the sweat off your brow. Ka-chunk, yeah. I'm clocking in. It's,
woo, that was a hard day. You just clocked in.
is it something that like time clocks are like an old timey sort of chunky time clock is for executives the equivalent of buying a mechanical keyboard? It's like they just love that sound. They love the time clock feel. Not that an executive would ever be seen near a time clock, but they just like hearing their underlings stamp those time clocks. Yeah.
There's like a executive like a suite subreddit where they're just talking about like they really desire like the force actuation of the Kronos time clock in comparison to what some other time clock in compare like for the company to deal with.
I would love to see the secret internet forum for executives to see what they actually talked about. I bet it's the dumbest shit ever.
The numbers go up. They keep going up. Oh shit, they're going down.
Why are they going down? Oh, they keep going down.
Aaron,
boy, the numbers. The numbers, Aaron, are not in a good place right now, are they, Sean?
No, they're not in a good place. The time clock I had at a tourist spot in near where we lived, where I worked. They just had a computer. I've desired a ka-chunk, and I've never got that. So they just clocked in on a computer. You put in your username, your password, whatever. You get in there. But it was based off the system clock of the computer. It was not tied to any other any other clock or any other system in there. And I realized that when daylight savings time hit one day. And let's just say, like, you maybe used a little bit of that about 20 years ago at this point.
So. Hey, I respect it. I incredibly respect the idea of just real being the only guy that realizes it's based on the system clock. It's just adjusting it as you come in, as you leave. Wow, John was, he's always here just a minute or two before he's supposed to be.
He's
always on time.
Exactly 8:58 every time. It's uncanny.
He's the promptest guy we've ever met. It's like, yeah, but have you, I mean, have you ever talked to him in real life? Like, listen, something happens to John between 8:58 when he gets here at the same time every day and 5:02 when he leaves every day.
Mm-hmm.
But at, on those two particular times, he's incredibly prompt.
Yeah, no one knows where he is between those times, but you can be sure that between those, John is there.
He's the man of time. He's the time champion.
Yeah. Don't build your time clock on Visual Basic, people. The pro tip.
All right. So unrelated to any of that, this podcast has a conceit, which is that the host will choose a short video for us to watch on loop. They will know what it is before we start. The co-host will not. They will be surprised at the beginning of the video. And since I am the host, I've picked out a video. John does not know what it is. And we are about to watch this video on repeat. Starting in 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, let's... Ooh, pizzazz. You gave me a lot of pizza.
It's the pizzazz pizza oven.
Oh my God, that is that looks like a heat lamp that rotates.
It's a rotating heat lamp. I think you figured it
out. Yeah.
I think you figured out what this is. It looks like, it kind of looks like an iron, like a clothes iron.
Almost, except it just rotates and doesn't touch your pizza.
No, it just presumably heats sort of an iron-shaped wedge on the pizza, and then the pizza rotates around and gets cooked. You gotta imagine sort of incredibly unevenly.
Yeah, it's got speed options. It's got three of them. There's like low, high, and dual is what I saw on there. And I'm not sure what dual means.
Two pizzas?
If it just like, it's like,
maybe two pizzas?
Two pizzas? You do two pizzas at once? I would also like to point out that the lady like pulls up from a stack, like a basically like what you do, like dollar bill stack, except pizzas from the fridge to go and to show off the pizzazz pizza.
Yeah,
oven.
So the pizzazz pizza oven is a kitchen appliance for heating frozen pizzas specifically. I presume you could maybe cook like a regular ass pizza or any sort of around thing on the pizzazz, but it's specifically for frozen pizza.
Right.
And I will say, admittedly, like as stupid as this thing looks, and I've never used one, never seen one, the YouTube comments for the pizzazz are nothing but complimentary. Absolutely
really?
Nothing. Like just a cavalcade of incredibly satisfied customers.
I mean, I think there's a couple things going on with the pizzazz that I think would immediately give it slowly rotates for one. Like it does the rotation that you see like when you're thinking about like a slice of cheesecake at the local bakery or something, and you see it like going on rotations, like that rotation means I should get a piece of cheesecake. It's doing that, and I could see it like you're seeing it work. You're seeing action happen.
No, it's a very active product. I mean, it's all up front there. It's like you can see the bubbling, you can see the sizzling, you can watch it rotate. Yeah. I would guess it probably makes a fairly uncomfortable hum. It just looks like a thing that's going to make just a hum that's a little too high pitched, a little too much of a whine for as much as you want to stand there and watch the pizza cook, I cannot imagine that anyone would choose to be that close to the pizzazz. It just looks like an auditory assault.
Definitely one of those things where like it if you, your significant other in the other room hears it, but not you, and is annoyed at it, or the dog starts howling, maybe.
Yeah.
It's like it doesn't bother you because you're actively working on the pizza, right. But your partner is trying to watch NCIS and they're wanting pizza later, but they're not wanting to deal with the active involvement of pizza.
The other thing, all I know about the pizzazz, 100% of what I know about the pizzazz pizza oven comes from some of the YouTube comments that I've read. Apart from everyone loving it, apparently it's very long lived. These were on sale in the.
They're so happy. This
commercial's from the year 2000, in case you could not tell, because it's obviously from the year 2000. And
they have a website.
Yeah, they have a website. The 9/11 has obviously not happened yet. This is just, it's not a product you launch after 9/11.
The pizzazz.
No, it's not. It'd be the freedom's ass. It'd be the piz. Piz America just piz.
Very brave of them to call, like, to use the word pizzazz with as in pizza, but it just looks like piss ass.
Yeah, it does look like piss ass, without a doubt. So people are saying that their pizzazzes are still going. They're like, some people are claiming to be cooking pizzazz pizzas right as they're typing this comment. And that
mine wouldn't last.
And then a lot of people are saying that, like, it's almost like a prototype air fryer, you know, like it just blows super hot air, but like in a very, just in that wedge that we spoke about earlier,
right? I could
but
see
they
that
still because, sell yeah, it you want a pizzazz, like, you can buy them baby, you can buy them brand new right now on sale. Go get you a pizzazz.
Like at Walmart?
I don't think about it at Walmart. I mean, probably on the internet somewhere. Some fucked up Ed's.
I could have my own, very own piss ass.
Yeah, you can have a piss ass. How much do you think a brand new piss ass costs you?
Oh, man. I'm going to guess, like, well, right now I have no
okay,
pets,
yeah,
but if in
the
a modern,
numbers,
in a normal society,
the numbers I'm
thinking about, mate. Oh, you know, I would say $129.99. Price is Right rules.
$129.99. I feel like a piss ass wouldn't be that much. I feel like it's well, you're right. The numbers and all. I think you get the piss ass under 100, and you got yourself a seller. Like you got yourself something like, you know, like an 89.
I think you got a good sale.
Like an 89 seems like where I could see a piss ass. All right, I'm going on Amazon. Yeah, we're going to use Amazon prices for a pizzazz.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still a little bit weirded out by the fact that there's like upper, lower, and dual, and those aren't speeds. Like they're like we talked about, maybe it's like two pizzas, but there's only room for one pizza, and it's got to be like a medium pizza. It's not like a big pizza. You can't, anything bigger, you're not going to get that pizza. You're going to have a cold center.
John, you can get a pizzazz off Amazon today. According to Amazon, they've sold 1,000+ of these in the last month.
Really?
$79 even.
Damn.
Even. Now,
in today's society,
a piss ass is $79. Now, for some reason, it's also from the Presto store. Presto's still making these. They haven't sold out to like Oyster or one of these other kitchen ass, Hampton Bay, you know,
Ninja.
Yeah, Ninja. There's another piss ass that's $105.91, and I do not know the difference. I cannot tell the difference.
Is it same company or is it like a competitor?
No, it's the same. It's Presto. It's the Pesto the Presto piss ass. The Pesto press ass.
That's also very popular product.
Yeah. Yeah. Overall, let's take a look at I'd like to see what we have YouTube comments for sure. But what do people that buy it say? I want to read the AI generated suggestion or just sort of the conglomeration of all of the reviews. Customers,
did you hear the crunch that the kid had?
It crunches them up, man. Bites. It makes a good crunchy.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm
makes super.
I'm
crunchy.
Sort of falling for the piss ass. The more we watch it,
I'm kind of sold. Like I'm actually
$79 for crunchy pizza.
Yeah, man, I love crunchy pizza. They're my favorite pizza. My pizza.
All right, customers praise the countertop oven's ability to cook perfect pizzas with crispy crust and hot cheese, and appreciates the quick cooking time with frozen pizzas, taking about 15 minutes. That's the same. Oh. That's the same. Okay, that's the same as a regular oven. They find it incredibly simple to use. Incredibly, AI says. The Amazon's AI says.
Must be true.
It heats up fast, can cook various foods, with one customer noting it works well in a college dorm. The oven is easy.
It works in a college dorm.
It does not explode in a college dorm.
The place where no cooking happens. Exactly. No cooking happens in a college dorm. But this could make your college student cook.
It could. I mean, you know, and I know, we ate a lot of frozen pizzas in college, didn't we, John?
It's true. We there were plenty for sure.
Yeah, it's primarily 84% 5-star, 10% 4-star. So they're all over it. 94% 1-star reviews.
It's a record player for food.
Yeah, that's what
this is.
Dude, the pizzazz. What other things would you like to cook on the pizzazz? Like, let's talk this. Clearly, we're both like hovering over the buy it now option right now on a pizzazz.
Kind of considering it.
Clearly, what other things would you cook on this?
Oh, man, I would waffle like a big pancake, or like a big waffle.
Just a big
maybe?
Pancake.
Just. Yeah, like you just put a bunch of pancake batter on the top of it.
No, you're not wrong.
It's an inverse flip. Like you heat up the top first, and then you flip it over on the other side. It's very messy.
Okay, are you flip? Maybe that's what the duel is. Maybe you don't have to flip, because if the pizzazz is blowing a second stream of hot air up the bottom, then it's heating both ways, and there is no flip. There is no flip. Holy shit. The pizzazz is even better than I thought it was.
Oh my god. Yeah, the man, I'm spraying everywhere for pizzazz, man.
a pancake would be, I mean, I guess obviously like other circle foods sort of top, you know.
Circle foods are
going to top this up. But I mean, even a square food, as long, you know, you're still going to get presumably full coverage as long as the center is right at the edge of the heating iron.
I'm a little worried about, like, because it looks like, at least from the commercial, you could definitely like stick a hand down in there, just like kind of like move it through. It's just and you'll go, ooh, hot pizzazz.
And you know I'm gonna. You know, there's no way.
Everyone does. And like everyone has third degree burns.
Especially the people that are reviewing the pizzazz on YouTube and Amazon.
Oh yeah, they have two hands and they're both burned right now.
That's how you know if a person has pizzazz. They've got their hands are scorched at all times.
Shaped suspiciously like an iron, but it's not an iron. It's a pizzazz by Presto.
I thought this time I would be able to move it quickly enough through the blast of superheated air for it not to burn. But no, not even.
I would definitely try to scratch it like a record player, try to DJ the pizzazz a little bit. Maybe I think that would I want it extra crispy on a couple slices.
That pepperoni isn't good enough. It's not curling up in a way that I like.
Yeah.
And you grab it and you rotate it back around and hold it underneath the pizzazz. And it's doing its whine. Your dog is freaking out. You're like, shut up. I need this one pepperoni done.
It's one single pepperoni, not even the whole slice.
Yeah, I think the pizzazz is there. Do you think you could, let's see, bacon? You think a bacon would be cookable on a pizzazz?
You know, that's a good question. Bacon has a lot of pizza has a lot of grease too, but bacon has a lot of grease.
If it is actually blowing hot air onto the pizza, and it's blowing the same sort of like, you know, I would imagine fairly forceful hot air down onto your bacon grease that's flinging just superheated bacon grease everywhere.
You cannot. You do just don't go into the kitchen. You cannot go into the kitchen. It's blocked off.
The wine is a warning. It's like, listen, third degree burns all over your body if you come.
This
near
is not
the
a place of honor.
Yes, no deeds are memorialized here.
I'm thinking about. I mean. If you have an air fryer, this is the same thing that, like, if you have an air fryer, you think about all the things you can put in the air fryer, except it's only circular objects here. Or things that you can put under a big heating iron.
Yeah. Do you think you could actually iron things? Like, if you put your shirt on this, Ooh. Do you think it would, like, sort of iron the shirt? Like, there's no pressure, right? But, I mean, I guess depending on how hard that air comes out. Maybe
you got a couple wrinkles, it might do okay.
Might be all right.
Might do okay. You might burn your shirt if you're in a pinch and you need to get to that job interview, Aaron. You gotta go to Time Clock Incorporated and make sure that you present yourself best, but you don't your dry cleaning's not in, and you gotta get this cool shirt that you have that you're gonna wear unwrinkled. You might be able to put it through there.
Okay, this is what I would like to do then. As we are, like, sort of discussing potentially using it as an iron, I think we should rate. Okay, let's imagine a man, okay? Mm-hmm. All right.
I am
okay,
a man.
But he's not you. He's okay. He's the exact in-between point of you and I. Except he's cool. He specifically does the things that we talk about and don't do. He has very little filter between his brain.
His name is Jaren.
Yes,
okay.
Jaren. Yes, okay, Jaren. Sounds like a fucking Jaren thing. All right, Jaren has taken it upon himself to see how many appliances in his home he can replace with the pizzazz. Mm. And I'm going to say this. One pizzazz, obviously. If during the course of, like, talking this through, we come upon a situation where multiple pizzazzes would work, I'm willing to let him essentially have as many pizzazzes as needed for...
Okay.
But if nothing, no appliance, and basically anything in his home he can replace with a pizzazz, Jaren wants to do it. And then let's rate how well it works for him.
Okay. Coffee maker. You put the coffee in a cup and you put it under there and you like kind of like spins and kind of heats up.
I think we get back to that same thing that if we neither of us have a pizzazz yet, they haven't delivered it, even though we've both, I guarantee you, have ordered them during watching this. If there is a superheated hot stream of air coming out of our heating iron, it will blow the coffee all over the place, right? It's gonna splash hot coffee everywhere.
We don't know. Okay, we don't actually know how fast the air is coming out.
I mean, to cook a pizza, I feel like it's got to be substantial, right? Like, because the thing about hot air, if there's one thing I think I know about hot air, is that it rises, right? So if this thing is blasting hot air out of it, if it doesn't do it with some force, it's not going to go down because the pizza's below where it's blasting it out. So it's got to blast it with a decent enough force to get it over the pizza. Now, admittedly, I'm not like seeing pieces of this pizza fly off. So
I was going to say, like, gravity's doing most of the work. They don't have to go that hard on it, but I get your point.
It's like
that,
hot air. Sure. Okay, do you think it is the same speed as, like, a hairdryer or less than a hairdryer?
I'm thinking a hairdryer on low settings.
Okay, low hairdryer. I still think you're going to get a little bit of spillage, but at the same time, I do think you're going to heat up that coffee. You probably, I mean, it's probably going to brew fairly successfully. I'm going to give the pizzazz, not being fun. I don't want to be funny or cute about this. I think the pizzazz comes in as a C minus as a coffee maker.
Okay, that's fair. I think like if in a, you were not going to be making quality coffee. You're probably just getting instant coffee, pouring it in there and trying to heat it up, and you're desperate at this point. So anything's going to work in a pinch. But yeah, I think C minus is pretty respectable there.
Yeah, I think it's a C minus. Okay, here, let's talk about, can you replace a television with a pizzazz? Can this be your source of entertainment?
Absolutely.
Okay, just watching things going around in a circle getting heated.
Aaron, I have definitely watched a YouTube video of 15 minutes of a pizza rotating before and been entertained thoroughly. If it was in real life, I don't know what I could do.
All right, are you saying like this is an A, an A plus, an A minus? Like what are we?
It's all I need. It's all A for all
a.
I need.
Okay. A. All right. So we've replaced our coffee maker. I would say just on the worst side of average, and then we very successfully replaced the television with the pizzazz.
If I get bored, I put new toppings on it. I'm entertained.
You are not wrong. Okay, toothbrush. Can you use the pizzazz as a toothbrush?
I don't think the Presto Corporation would allow us to. I think that breaks warranty.
Okay.
In some way. But could you? There are ridges on the pizza pan that I presume comes with the pizzazz.
I don't think these are aftermarket ridges on the pizzazz. I think I agree.
Are they
with
dimples?
You.
Dimples, I don't know.
Ridges. I mean, the only way I can see two potential ways to clean your teeth with the pizzazz, which is to just sort of bite the pizzazz plate as it spins around, right, and let those ridges.
You put some toothpaste all over the circumference, and you on the top and bottom, and you just kind of like bite down gently and just kind of let it rotate.
Right. I mean, you got to clean it up, and I do think it's going to cause an inordinate amount of damage to your teeth. Because I don't think those ridges are very, very soft.
No, toothpaste is going to be warm, though.
Yeah, it's going to be nice and pleasant. I mean, there also, I guess you could maybe try and it would be difficult, but if you could angle your teeth underneath the pizzazz's oven heater wedge, maybe you could sort of blow out, you know, stuff between your teeth, like an incredibly shitty water pick, except with hot air, right?
Okay. Okay.
Dual function oral hygiene product, but I just I think this is probably its worst use yet. I think it's like a D minus. Like it's possible, but I just don't think you don't want to do it.
Yeah, you don't want to explain that to your doctor.
Jaren's teeth are a bloody mess. In other words,
no, he's got problems that no dentist will see him. Actually, he's not allowed. He's got dental insurance. He just can't. The dentist says,
like,
no.
Come on, here's a free toothbrush. Please stop biting the rotating metal tray of your pizzazz. It's just messing your mouth up so badly, Jaren.
Doctor, it was $79.99 on Amazon.com.
I've got to get my money out of it. It's all the money I had set aside for my house. I have a 4,000 square foot house with one pizzazz in it. And that is it. And I've got to use it for every single thing I need in my house.
Yeah. Aaron, okay. I got one. Can you rotate it without turning on the heat? Is my question.
Like manually?
I don't know. Yeah, because you could put like you know cake froster. You could like put a tiny little cake on there, like in a circle, and like you don't even have to like move your knife around. You could just like keep it in one spot with the icing and just let the pizzazz do all the work for you.
Okay, here's what I'm seeing with the pizzazz. when we do see its controls, we have to, I mean, there's like settings you could pick on the top, but I don't see just spin. It just, I feel like it's you plug it in and it starts spinning because it has like a knob that I think adjusts the temperature. And then it has a slider that like tells you which heating elements to engage. Okay. So I think it.
So you can put it on the lowest.
You can put it on the lowest. Yeah. I mean, I don't. I think you could probably minimize its heating enough if you are wanting to use it as some sort of cake, automatic cake rotator. I guess my argument, my question is like, what do you currently ice your cakes with or frost your cakes with?
You know.
Or do you not make frost cakes at all?
I don't really make frost cakes. If I make a cake, it's usually just pretty straightforward. If you know what it, you know how it is. If you make a cake for yourself, you're not doing shit to it unless you like the shit is what you want on it.
I guess I just don't know of a bespoke like I agree with you. It's like an A plus cake frost, maybe an A minus because maybe the cake gets kind of hotter than you want it to, right? Because you can't totally turn off that heat. But
love a hot.
But
cake.
It is also like. It's such a weird gray area, right? Because there's not like a bespoke cake rotator that I have that I'm aware of. And so if Jaren is using it as that, it's almost like he's found a new use for the pizzazz. He's not replacing some other thing with the pizzazz.
If that's right, Jaren's a genius. He's figuring out new things to do with the pizzazz by presto as he got it. He added 20 IQ points to his brain from doing this.
All right, John. Okay, so it's an A minus cake spinner. I mean, it's very close to its actual use case, right? I guess what we're seeing is that sort of the closer the use is to the pizzazz's intended use, the better it is at it, right? Because like we can, you know, it can make coffee. Because it does heat things up, but there's, you know, some of these other things are not the best.
Okay, I got, here's one that, an actual appliance. Okay. A griddle. Like, you know, like a breakfast griddle? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay with the breakfast griddle. I think, I bet if you fucking look in the pizzazz manual, it's like, here's how to use it as a griddle. If you need to get your griddle on. You know, pancakes, bacon, all the stuff we've already talked about. Like that's a top notch use. A plus for the pizzazz pizza oven.
Yeah, I was trying to like I keep thinking of things that are not actual appliances, but like you know like you put a bunch of like fajita stuff on there and like kind of keep it warm. Like you know.
Yeah, I mean you can heat anything. You can definitely grade it heating.
Yeah,
tell me how you might use this as a bed.
As a bed.
Okay, we're moving like beyond just other bed? Appliances. Now it's your bed. Now or it's got a. I mean, obviously, Jaren has no furniture. He has no appliances. Everything he needs, everything he uses, is the pizzazz pizza oven. Okay, it's time for bed. Jaren takes the pizzazz into his bedroom and employs it how for a more restful night of sleep.
I don't think you can use it as an entire bed. However,
it's pretty small.
As a pillow, I think it's pretty good because one, it allows you if you one thing we don't know about the pizzazz is we don't know if we can actually lift the heating unit at all. If it just stays where it is. So if you can't lift it, it's less good because you got less room to put your head on the plate. But you could also just turn it on and you get like a little bit of like a little neck massage kind of going on, like on the
little
rubs.
You're not wrong about that. It is rubbing your neck.
And it heats up.
It is rubbing your neck and heating you up.
Yeah. Just don't put like hair too close to it. It might catch fire.
It is a massive fire hazard as well. If your neck's getting all rubbed and warm and you're getting sleepy and then you fall asleep and your hair catches on fire, that's not a great look for the pizzazz. Yeah. That is not what the pizzazz is for.
I want to see Jared's bedroom that has like a lamp himself and a pizzazz in the middle of the room.
Just as a lamp. This is where I sleep. Did you just say a lamp? John, in our scenario, Jared has nothing but pizzazzes. He can have as pizzazzes as he wants.
That means he needs a pizzazz for a lamp.
He can have a pizzazz
lamp. Because
I presume
there has to be a light.
There's an obvious... There's got to be an indicator light on the pizzazz.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's on. Yeah. It's also heating up his room and whining the entire night. But he can use it as a lamp.
What? In case he needs to read the pizzazz instruction manual, he could use that lamp to read it.
He has nothing else. Yes, he can read the instruction. I was about to say, I don't even know if he has the packaging with the pizzazz. He just goes to Goodwill, buys all the used pizzazzes he can find.
He ignores all the bread makers, just like, no, I want a pizza maker.
Pizzazz. I'm getting sleepy. All right, now I've got to go to the bathroom, but it's going to get messy.
Oh, no.
I'm tapping, John. I'm tapping. I cannot, I cannot watch the pizzazz commercial anymore.
The piss-ass pizza oven. I got to, I've never, typically on Video Death Loop, we don't endorse a product on the show, but I'm damn nearly tempted to on that one. I'm kind of into this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not too far behind. Not too far behind at all. Folks, that's been our show. That's what we choose to do with our free time, isn't it? And we've done it. We got through another episode of Video Death Loop. You guys did too. Thanks for tuning in. John Hurst, next week we'll be your co-host. I'm taking back over as host again.
No. That's not how it works. I'm about to clock out as co-host for this week.
Oh no, with a big
I'm about to clock out. I'm walking to it. I'm walking to it right now. I'm putting my card in. I'm ka-chunking. I'm done co-hosting for this week. Next week I'll be the host.
Damn it.
Too late.
Don't make me burn you with this pizzazz.
Should have been faster.
Anyway, if you want to send us, reach out, connect with us, email questions at videodeathloop.com. You can also follow us on Blue Sky at Video Death Loop. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast anywhere you grab your podcasts from. Rate us if you don't mind, especially tell your friends. And folks, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.